This shouldn't be a thing.
And as always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. Calvin found this one from the Associated Press. Brian Melly with the byline. Headline reads, Royal Air Force engineers shamed by judge over theft of Paddington Bear statue. Two men who had been drinking.
Oh, boy.
Kicked and yanked on a statue of Paddington, the fictional orphaned bear who came to England from Peru until they broke it in half and then they took it. 22-year-old engineers in the Royal Air Force, Daniel Heath and William Lawrence, admitted in court they were responsible for the vandalism that happened earlier this month in Newbury, which is the hometown of the Paddington creator Michael Bond. Paddington Bear, a beloved cultural icon with children and adults alike, he represents kindness and tolerance and promotes integration and acceptance in society. Your actions, gentlemen, the antithesis of everything that Paddington stands for. The statue of the bear was one of 23 they installed last fall, part of a Paddington trail across England. This is all in anticipation of the release of the next one, Paddington in Peru. The judge noted the label on Paddington's coat says, please look after this bear. Unfortunately, the two guys, yeah, they'd been drinking.
Wow, shocker.
I know, caught on a surveillance camera just before 2 a.m., kicking at it until it broke. And then they jumped into a taxi and took half of the Paddington statue, which was later found in one of the suspect's cars.
I mean, how strong are they supposed to build it? I mean, to withstand a rocket or, I mean, drunk people are going to do dumb things.
Just don't do that.
Exactly.
Just don't do that.
What would Paddington say?
He would be very disappointed in them.
But you know what? He'd give them hugs and marmalade sandwiches because he'd be like, what's going on? Do you want to talk about it?
Is there a reason why you did this?
Is there a reason why you
did this? Are you angry?
It's okay. I forgive you. He would forgive you.
The pair admitted to criminal damage. They've been ordered now to perform community service work and pay about $3,500 for repairs to the damaged Paddington statue. The statue currently being fixed, and it will be reinstalled. So I guess the moral of the story, don't leave it alone. Don't do that.
But if you have the chance this weekend, watch Paddington 2.
You are a big proponent of that movie.
Okay, two things. Watch the movie.
Okay.
Have Kleenex or a hanky, and don't be around people you're not comfortable crying around. You will cry. You may spend the entire film crying.
Paddington 2.
Yes. Paddington 2 is so beautiful and moments of heart. Because Paddington is so innocent. And when someone takes advantage of innocence, you're like,
that's not right.
No.
All right, check it out. That wraps up today's edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.